breathe. Good morning. Things are always working out for me. Did you know things are always working out for me? Thank you, God. Everything is always working out for me. Now, I don't know if you read it or not, but my talk title this morning is You Are dot, 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 dot. See, we are each asked to fill in the blank, to bring to mind what it is we think we are. Because you see, you are what you believe yourself to be. Everything is always working out for me. So the question is, are you willing to live in trust? Are you willing to live in a constant state of appreciation? I don't know about you, but today that really asks a lot of us, doesn't it? See, we each become what we repeat and what we think and what we believe. Everybody breathe into that. Because this is powerful. We are powerful when we really understand the power of our thinking. We can and will change our lives. Change moment by moment how we feel about life. We are each co-creators of our own life experience. Now everybody breathe in that. Because when I first started to understand this, I would love to say, oh, it was wonderful and I was lifted up and it changed my life. No, I wasn't lifted up. I fought it. I argued with it. I brought up reasons why that didn't work for me, which maybe you might be doing now. Just relax, breathe, like Diana told us. And open your heart and your mind and listen. See, we plant seeds. We plant seeds in our thinking and our beliefs. And the seeds that we plant is what outpictures, what grows. We hold the key to our experiences. I'm sure somebody told me that early on. I wish I would have really listened. I hold the key to my experiences. Great difficulties and challenges are not comfortable. Right now with COVID, with the election, with racial unrest, topped with our own personal life experiences, I don't know about you, but my plate is full. I bet yours is too. Even more important for each one of us is to understand the power of our belief system, the power of our thinking, and the power of what we say to ourselves. This is so important, especially now. I think it is all the time, but especially now that we're being challenged and asked to change our minds, first for ourselves. Everything always works out for me. Write that one down. I think that's pretty good. It's up to each one of us to take the limits off of God. See, I don't know about you, but unless it's really bad or difficult, I never went to God. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can take care of this. But when it got really challenging, okay, God, I'll go do some prayer. Take the limits off of God. Bring God into every moment. Thank you, God, that I'm receiving greater clarity. Thank you, God, that this, I know that there is a power that is going before me and making my path gentle and easy. Thank you, God, that as I change my mind, things change for me. It is within each one of us to choose daily to put on our shoes of faith. Now, I'm going to repeat this one. I would like every morning, every day, every afternoon, when you put on those shoes, just say to yourself, these are my shoes of faith. I walk with God. Make that touchstone for you every day, so that you can walk out in life and in faith, in trust, that there is a power that walks with you, for you, and through you. It's up to each one of us to stop any battle going on in our own minds first. That isn't anyone else's job but yours and mine. And if you don't think I have battles, please think again. The cool thing is, the more I embrace this reality, this understanding, the quicker I come back to God. The quicker I come back to truth. And I can smile and laugh because, you see, staying in faith takes great courage when all hell is breaking loose. How about that? Yeah. Takes courage. Finding our strength in God, finding our strength in good, has real value. I'm living proof of that. We each have all that we need within us to meet this extraordinary time. Now, please hear that. You have within you everything that you need to meet this extraordinary time in our lives, in the world. We are people of faith, and that's powerful. And with courage and dignity and love for ourselves, and love and compassion for each other is what's being called. It's being called on us to be that and so much more. Because you see, we create with the divine energy to not only heal ourselves, but the divine energy that we recognize within us is that that heals the world. Heaven is happening right now where you are. Where you are is heaven. Right in the midst of the challenges as well as the joys. Today I'm going to invite you. Oops, what happened? Do I need a new battery? I bet I do. I don't want a new battery. Hello, I'm back? No? Yes, I am now, but I do need a battery. We'll figure this out. Okay. And even that's good. It's always good. Okay. Right now, in the midst of challenges, no, that's not good. Okay, I'll take that. Thank you, Rex. Thank you, Reverend Susanna. Is it on?
No.
Okay, now it is.
This was going really good, wasn't it? Here, I can, just a second. Oh, come on, you guys, we're family. Put this down. I'm going to give this to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. In the midst of challenges as well as joys, we accept both as we move through every day, in every event. Knowing the solution is on the way. You see, I've got Rex and I've got Marianne. They're fixing that for me. It's up to each one of us to train our minds and to train our thinking. I don't know about you, but my thinking can go kind of wild at times. Everything is always working out for me. Working out for you. Everything is always working out for all of us. Training our mind is the key to our freedom. Everybody breathe into that. I think it's really important that we do that. In the past, everything I lost, if I lost something, I would go into a spin. Anybody else, when you lose something, you go into a spin, oh my God, it's gone. It's gone forever. And I would panic. And finally, I learned this phrase. Nothing is ever lost in the universe. Thank you. Here, you can have that back. Thank you, Reverend Suzanne. Thank you, Rex.
Thank you, Marianne. It takes a team. Anyway, have you ever lost anything and you go into a panic? Years ago, I learned to say immediately when I misplaced something, nothing is lost in the universe. And I repeat that over and over again. And then I say, okay, Spirit, where is it? You would be amazed the places the Spirit guides me to find it. When we come into cooperation, I remember one time I had misplaced my phone and the ringer was turned off so I couldn't call myself. And Spirit kept saying, it's in the drawer. Now, it was in the drawer of the nightstand, but I said, that's ridiculous. It's not there. I looked everywhere. Finally, I said, okay, I'll look in the drawer. There it was. Nothing is lost in the universe. So we want to set the tone of what we think and how we believe so that the universe, so Spirit, so God can cooperate with our belief system. If we say this is lost forever or this will never change or whatever it is, never, never, always, always, we just put a block and said, no, God, I don't need you. We gotta let that block down, especially now, because we're co-creators. We're co-creators with the universe, and we know what we believe and claim for ourselves, and the world has an impact. We're powerful. All faith-based communities, when they come in their faith in a positive, loving way, are powerful groups of people. We have people all over the world doing prayer and in meditation for the highest and greatest good of everyone in this world. Being co-creators is a gift we've been given and a responsibility for each and every one of us to use it wisely. When we align with Spirit and our divine nature, we can bring healing and transformation into our lives and the life of the world. We begin by claiming greater. What just happened? Huh. Wait a second. It went up again. Ah, is it in? No? I don't know. We'll see what happens. We begin by claiming greater good for everyone. I'm going to leave it up here. I mean greater good for everyone. Now, I know right now there's an election. And there's a part of you that might be thinking, well, I can have greater good for one candidate, but not the other. You know what? This is what I came up. It's blinking at me. Maybe the batteries are old. We haven't changed for a while. Oh, this is on. Okay. I'm going to change to this. I loved what happened this morning. Because as I was writing this, we begin by claiming greater good for everyone. And I said, I mean everyone. Now, we've got Trump and Biden running. Now, this is going to be the first time that you're ever going to hear me name the names of candidates at this pulpit. But as I said this morning, I go, the one that's not your candidate, I want you to wish them well in their retirement. Do you hear that? You see, these people are all like in their 70s. It's time for one of them to retire. Now, I don't know which one it is, but instead of being angry at that person or that candidate or saying all kinds of bad things about them, you just welcome retirement for them. Do you understand that? That's when we stay in love. That's when we stay in faith. God wants only our best. We start with words that lift people up, that bring into the environment something greater than we've ever thought possible, because with God, all things are possible. See, God wants only my best. God wants only your best. And things are always working out for each and every one of us. And it's up to us to open to inspirational and divine guidance. I open to inspirational and divine guidance. If you want to get some good inspiration, check out YouTube. I went through theirs this weekend, and they have great meditations. They have wonderful slogans and saying that helps awaken that faith that lives within you. So I'm going to ask you a question this morning.
Are you willing to put your faith and trust in life? Are you willing to put your faith and trust in God? Do you believe that life supports you? Take a breath. Are you willing to know everything is for you and nothing is against you? That's a big one. Breathe. Everything is for you and nothing is against you. That was one I really used to argue with. And I brought up all the wrongs and all the names of bad people. People or events that I used to fight with and truth that I used to challenge. But we need to turn to truth with a capital T. And that brings me to the spiritual law 101. And here it is. The more you focus on what you think you lost, the more lack becomes imprinted on your subconscious mind and gives you more of it in return. Okay, hear that again. This is the spiritual law 101. The more you focus on what you think you lost, the more lack becomes imprinted on your subconscious mind and gives you more of it in return. Everybody breathe. This is why we want to be mindful of our mind and focus instead on the solution and give thanks in advance for the solution that you're desiring to see in the world. I talked about that last week. Give thanks in advance that the virus is completely obliterated. Marianne can say it really good. That it's gone. And give thanks that the children get to go back to school. Give thanks for the freedom that we express and experience. Give thanks in advance. No matter what you are experiencing in your life, it can and will change as you consciously change your thinking. First, we have to open our hands, unclench our fists, and free ourselves from complaints. No complaints, only solutions. No matter what is going on, our greater good is arriving. Just imagine that. The train that's pulling into the station is a train called our greater good. And it's yours, it's here, it's now, it's for you. We are each perfect spiritual beings in whom God is well pleased. We can't be anything else. Today, let us each be willing to appreciate everything, even the difficulties. We can say, thank you, God, for that. Now show me the way. Reveal the answers to me. Let me find a greater truth in this. When annoyed, let's immediately look for the solution. Let us each be willing to know our own value as co-creators. Be willing to partner with the Lord, with God. Remember the story of Lord and Taylor. I've told this many times. If you don't know what that is, get on Zoom with me this afternoon. I'll tell you the story. Let us each raise and praise our well-being. Raise and praise as we watch the news, or don't watch it at all. Just trust that everything is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to. Give thanks in advance for the solutions. Thanking God brings our faith into every moment. We eagerly lift ourselves in gratitude. We're eager to imagine a greater future for everyone. Leave no one out of your eagerness. Remember, where we place our attention is where we live. Let's fill up with optimism. You are. You are. You finish the sentence. Finish the sentence. You are the beloved place where God shows up. You are gifted. You are the beloved. You are. Finish the sentence. Let's take that into prayer. And so just take a moment and breathe into this sacred and holy place, recognizing that right where we each are, God is. There is only one life, and that life is God's life, and that life is perfect, and that life is whole and complete, and it lives within you, it lives within me. This is what I know to be true. And we place our attention on God first and in the goodness and the grace that God is taking place in each and every one of our lives. We stay open and available to that loving power, that loving presence that renews us, that strengthens us. And we claim in this very moment our greater good. And we let go of any blocks, any limitations, any fears, any doubts. We give them to God. And we recognize that everything is always working out for you. Everything is always working out for me. And we bless each other as we send that blessing out to the world. That right where we are, God is. And so knowing and accepting this truth, and we know and accept that where there's a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle working power of God to remind each one of us of who we are in the grace and the glory that God is. Take a deep breath. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind. I trust God to awaken greater within me and within each and every one of us. And so I just release my powerful word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.